spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God. No.
Awkward.
Anonymous joins us today for True Confessions. Hello, Anonymous. What's your true confession?
Oh, man. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I am dating someone. I've been dating a guy for about 4 years, and I accidentally found a ring in a dresser of his.
What kind of ring?
I think it's like 85% sure it's an engagement ring.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's exciting news. Do you think it's for you?
I do, yeah.
Okay, all right.
For me, unless this might, well, you might hear me on Confessions another time.
Yeah. I murdered my boyfriend's mistress. No, all right, so did you do when you found it?
I lost my mind. I was like, oh my God. Like, I'm just so much, just a wave of emotions. And I was like, oh my God. Here's why. What the confession really is that, guys, it's really, oh my God, I feel terrible for saying this. It's really bad. The ring is not my, no, it's really not nice.
Looking. You hate it. You hate the ring.
Yeah, I hate the ring.
Okay, this is interesting. You're going through your boyfriend's stuff.
Well, I sometimes, like, I sleep in his t-shirt.
Yeah.
So, like, I went to grab a t-shirt, and there was, like, usually I don't even look. I just, like, pull and go. But, like, I had a reach because, like, it was laundry day, and then I, like, found a box, and I was like, cufflinks? Like, what? He's not fancy. And then I was like, oh, my God. And, oh, no. Anyway.
So you were grabbing a t-shirt. You found the ring. You looked at it, and you realized that you hate it.
It's just not me. It looks like it's for maybe like a woman in the 1950s. it's just very old fashioned.
Does it look like it's a family heirloom, or does it look like it's new? And
It looked new.
Oh, okay.
And have you ever had the discussion with him about like what you would like? Apparently not.
No, and here we are.
Yeah.
God. Yeah.
Where's the ring now?
Back in the drawer.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Here's what I would do if I were you.
Okay.
Is I would take the ring, sell it, use the money to buy a ring that you really want, and just put it back in the box before he notices.
Yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't notice that.
That's insane. I can't do that. What can I do? What if I'm like, look, what if I just really start?
Yeah, you got to think of a way
really
to bring it up.
About what I do want.
Like, why don't
if
you?
I were to get married, this, and not pear shaped.
Right.
Not pear shaped.
Yeah. Okay. Just bring it up like that. Or like when you see a commercial on TV or something, just be like, oh, if I ever, you know, if that ever happened, this is kind of what I would like. Like pull up your Pinterest board or something.
Hang on one second. Don't go anywhere, Anonymous. We're going to get some advice for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Brett. How are you doing today?
Hey, good, Brett. What do you think?
I think she needs to stick with it. I've had that happen. I bought a big old diamond, and it was a princess diamond. She didn't like it, but I kind of snuck around with it, and she told me what kind of diamond she liked and what style, so I sold that diamond and then made it the way it needed to be.
Before she even knew about it?
Yes, I spent like $3,000 on this princess diamond, and we were looking at something on the magazine. And I said, oh, look at that princess diamond. She goes, I hate those diamonds. And I just bought the ring.
Yeah, see, that's a good way to figure it out, though, is kind of just mention it when you see a picture of it or something.
No, yeah, that's great.
Absolutely. So I had to call the jeweler the next day. I'm stressing out. And I'm like, hey, she wants a tulip band with a regular cut. And I wind up trading in the diamond. So everything worked out. She got a ring.
Oh, there you go. You guys still married?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good. Perfect. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Maria from the West Side, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, Maria. What's your advice?
Well, I agree with you, Mark. Literally, I would literally take the ring, sell it, and then put another ring back in the box because guys really don't pay attention to stuff like that.
Right. He's not going to say, wait a minute, that's not the ring I bought you.
Exactly. As long as you're excited, he's going to be like, yes. Cool.
I don't know. I disagree. I think if a guy's dropping that much money, he knows what the hell it looks like. He's not just like, oh, whoops, here it is. Like, I'm sure it's like drastically different than because she's freaking out like she hates it.
No.
But what if it? What if it? What if she wants a yellow gold and then he got her silver? Like, you know, he's gonna notice that.
I don't think. I don't. He may not. I don't think so.
Yes, he would.
I think you could get away with it. If she says yes,
he can get away with it just fine.
That's right.
All he's going to think about is, okay, good. I got her. Honeymoon, here we come.
Thanks so much for calling. Think about it, Megan. His biggest concern is not, is that the same ring I bought? It's, will she say yes? So if she says yes, that's fine. He doesn't care.
I think that he's going to notice because he's the one spending the money on it. Like, he may notice. That's like messing with like what he, and he went and picked it out himself. Like, okay. I don't know. I just think there's more that goes into it. Like,
he may notice, but if he's smart, he just won't say anything. Charlie, good morning. Thanks for calling the Big 8 Morning Mess. What's your advice, Charlie?
Okay. I know how to fix this problem really easy.
Perfect.
So, okay.
Okay. So this is all she needs to do. She needs to, quote unquote, find the ring. Accidentally on purpose while he's there in the drawer and freak out because she thinks it's a ring for somebody else. Whose ring is this? Why do you have a ring? And pretend, you know, like that he's cheating on her. But just go nuts and like throw the ring at him and have this big blow up of a fight.
Yeah.
And then let him explain, no, I was going to give this ring to you and blah, blah, blah. And then you resolve the fight. And, oh, I feel so bad, but now I could never, I would certainly marry you, but I could never accept this ring because now it's tainted, and why don't we go pick out a new ring together?
Right, because this is the ring I thought you were cheating. That's a brilliant idea.
That's extreme. And also,
I think it would work.
I think I'm with you. I think that would definitely
work.
But
why would she think that there was someone else's? Like, obviously that's for her.
I don't know.
It's in a box. Like, it hasn't. It looks brand new. Like, it doesn't look like it's someone else. It's not like she found underwear in a drawer.
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter because guys know that women sometimes are not rational. So they'll just anything at that point to stop the yelling is what is what's going to happen.
Sounds like you're speaking from personal experience.
No, yeah, anything to stop the yelling. You want another ring? You want two rings? You want three? No problem.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Charlie, I think it'll work. Hey, thanks for calling, but that's a great idea.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Trina, good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Trina, what do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I completely agree with Megan. He's definitely going to know that ring has been switched. I mean, come on, you got to think about it. If he cares about you and that's the kind of guy that you want, you better hope that he knows that
right.
Ring isn't the, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
the same.
Yeah, he went and picked that out. Like, he has an idea of what it looks like. He probably has a picture of it in his phone that he sent his somebody.
Absolutely. And then the second thing I wanted to say was, when if she found it, she might just want to leave it there because it may not even be for her.
That's it. Wouldn't that be embarrassing?
It would be too embarrassing. Like, hey, honey, oh, that wasn't for you, dear.
Yeah, that was for somebody else.
Well, that would be awkward.
Hey, thanks. In which case, you definitely want to switch the ring because F her.
Yeah.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app. We'll be right back.